offering my humble pranams at your lotus feet. Dearest Swami, thank you for all of your blessings and this wonderful opportunity to celebrate Christmas in your divine presence in Prashanti Nilayam. Dear sisters, brothers, students, children, Om Sai Ram. It's my pleasure to welcome you all this evening to the final segment of our Christmas program for this year. But it has been an even greater pleasure for us to work with everybody here. The Central Trust, the Ashram staff, the volunteers, and the Sevadal teams. We are very grateful to all of the support that you have given to us. A special thank you to the devotees from the United Kingdom who made the pilgrimage to Prashanti Nilayam. They have given us this beautiful Gothic cathedral. And they have also participated very nicely in the Christmas program. The devotees of South Africa who bring us their love through the Christmas lights. The devotees from Indonesia with their wonderful Asian flavours who come to cook just for Christmas. All of the canteens, their volunteers and their staff, and the Western canteen for hosting the Christmas dinner. And to the children, thank you so much for putting up a lovely presentation, and we look forward to hearing from you shortly. I would like to share with you some extracts from the life of Jesus as observed by Pontius Pilate. This is from a letter which was said to be written by him to the Emperor Tiberius during the times of Jesus' life. I'll quote, "A young man appeared in Galilee, and in the name of God who sent him, he preached a law of humility. In the beginning, I thought that his intention was to organize a rebellion, but my suspicion disappeared quickly when Jesus of Nazareth spoke more as a friend. He was different from the people around him. He might have been about 30 years old, and I have never seen a face so beautiful and so loving. Jesus did not irritate the poor, but the rich and powerful were upset by what he said. When the Nazarene appeared, I remained paralyzed. My feet were as if fastened to the marble floor by iron chains. I was trembling before him as if I was a guilty prisoner, even though he was very calm. Without moving, I observed this exceptional man for a few moments. There was nothing disagreeable about his aspect or his attitude. I felt a profound respect for him. His humble personality raised him above the philosophers and the teachers. He produced a profound impression on all of us because of his agreeable manners, his simplicity, and his love. This, my noble emperor, are the facts concerning Jesus of Nazareth. A man who is able to turn water into wine, cure the sick, revive the dead, and to calm the waters of the stormy sea. As others have said, he really is the Son of God. Your obedient servant, Pontius Pilate." End of quote. In a very beautiful way, this summary has captured the essence of a divine being. It gives shape and form to the Son of God. Jesus declared himself as the Son of God, and Swami confirmed that he, that Swami, was the Father. But here is an interesting observation. Swami is also our Divine Father. So what does it take for us to be like Jesus? What does it take for us to have those qualities? From what we know, Jesus had a very hard life, yet he was able to endure. Even though he was the giver of faith, he was also the embodiment of faith. So if we can cultivate the faith that we have through what Swami has taught us, then we can take that faith to the next step, the step of love. As devotees of Swami, we should understand the difference between wanting love and giving love. Both Swami and Jesus were the givers of love. And we as devotees want to receive that love. But at some point, we will make the transition from the one who is wanting to the one who is giving. As Swami says, love is giving and forgiving. Self is getting and forgetting. We were standing here in the interview room in Prashanthi Nilayam when Swami asked us a question. He said, "Where is the guru?" And before we could answer, he turned and he pointed out the window to the crowd assembled out here waiting for darshan. And he replied to the question that he asked, "Where is the guru?" As he pointed, he said, "Out there." And then he asked a second question. "Where is God?" And he put his hands on his chest and he said, "In here." Of course, we have the understanding that God is everywhere, but we do not have the experience. And what did Swami mean? The easiest place to find God is within our own selves. But if we don't start with faith, and if we don't hold on to that faith, then how can we have the confidence to take the next step to love? Not wanting, but giving. On behalf of the Christmas Committee of the Sachasai International Organization, I would like to thank everyone who participated. It is because of our cooperation, our solidarity, and our love that we are able to experience this beautiful offering to Bhagwan, and we are blessed to have yet another divine memory to take home, to bring back to our homelands. Thank you, Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
Sri Sai Ram, our humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Beloved Swami, dear embodiments of love, we, the children of the International Children's Choir, are gathered here from many countries to offer to you our heartfelt songs of Christmas. There are 60 children here from 18 countries. Please enjoy our offering and bless us always. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Para Brahma Tumaho Sai Ram Jo. Allah Malik Sai Ram Jo.
Govinda Govinda Gopal Radhe Krishna.
Krishna.
Guru Devam, but जय बोलो